you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. And good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We're worldwide. And if you'd like to come in and talk on the show, I have no sleep at all. You can. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. And you're free to come in. Our main topic today, the CDC. We'll get right to it. The CDC issues urgent alert. Pregnant women, they need the COVID-19, the COVID vaccine. That's our main topic. And they do. We will explain the reason why people are dying, pregnant women are dying. We will explain that. And also, I just watched a movie that I really ashamed that I watched, should never watch, and you should not watch it either. Fast and Furious 9. What the hell did I watch? It was the worst thing I've ever seen. But you know, sometimes when I get on the air really fast, I don't have things, I don't have my papers in front of me and document. So what I'll do is I'm going to let you get caught up in the news, and after we get done with the news, we are going to hit our main story. So don't forget, if you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. And now, we're going to play the news. This is according to ABC News. The Senate leaders are expecting to vote on a bill to avert the government shutdown. And we're going to talk about that. So I don't have to talk about that. And they even have the pregnancy right up here, too. So without further ado, this is ABC giving you the news. And here we go. Well, actually, it's Good Morning America.
Bill on President Biden's ambitious agenda, both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and Biden's more than $3 trillion investment plan in jeopardy right now, as the president paid a visit to the congressional charity baseball game last night to help get members on board. Our congressional correspondent Rachel Scott is on Capitol Hill with the latest. Good morning, Rachel.
George, good morning. In the final hours, the Senate reached a deal to avert one crisis, the government shutdown, but President Biden's economic agenda is still on the line, and today could be make or break. Overnight, with just hours to spare, Senate leaders say they've reached a deal to avoid a government shutdown, now on track to pass a bill today to keep the government funded through early December.
With so many critical issues to address, the last thing the American people need right now is a government shutdown.
One deadline down, two more to go. The nation is still barreling toward a possible financial disaster, and the fate of the president's economic agenda has never been more in jeopardy.
We're obviously at a precarious and important time in these discussions.
But weeks of negotiations have done nothing to break the stalemate. Today, the House is scheduled to vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package to rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. It will likely fail. Progressives plan to sink it because Democrats have not reached a deal on a separate $3.5 trillion package, which includes funding to combat climate change and for early childhood education.
I'm a hard no tomorrow. I'm an absolute no. You can write it on the wall with Cori Bush next to it. I'm a no.
A growing number of Democrats now frustrated with moderate Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who refused to support that larger bill.
It's time for our colleagues to determine what is the bottom line.
But Manchin has not said what that bottom line is. Overnight, dealing another blow, saying, I cannot and will not support trillions in spending or an all-or-nothing approach that ignores the brutal fiscal reality our nation faces.
Well, we take it one step at a time.
For now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the vote is still on.
I think that if we come to a place where we have agreement in legislative language, not just principle, in legislative language, that the president supports.
Manchin telling me there's no way that gets done.
Do you think it's possible for the legislative text to come together tomorrow before
no.
the vote?
No. That's what
about him?
So the nation is likely to avert a government shutdown. The House is expected to act quickly to get a bill on President Biden's desk. But there could be more trouble ahead. If Congress does not act by October 18th, the government will not be able to pay its bills. This would be catastrophic for the economy, putting millions of jobs at risk, George.
So many colliding challenges. Okay, Rachel, thanks very much.
Well, there you go. There you go. And there's more news, too. You know, I know a lot of you guys are bored with the politics. Sometimes you're not voting because it's not sexy, meaning a candidate you hate or you like. And why is this bill so important? Well, you enjoyed your $600 or $1,200. It also has child care. It helps the environment. And I know some of you red states, you're not the most wealthiest state. I mean, Kentucky. Well, Texas is and Florida are kind of like a huge state, but I think you need a little help with your child care. I think you need a little help with some financial stuff. There's a lot of good stuff in that bill, and the Republicans are not going to vote for it because we got to a point where Republicans are no longer the Republicans. They should be the cult leader, Trumpicans. The Republican party is dead. Let's just say what it is. You got a cult leader who has mental illness, who still thinks he's the president of the United States, or is sending out orders. And I couldn't figure it out why. You know, this old fool lives in a hotel in Florida, lost the elections. He even tried to fix the election in Arizona, and they figured Biden won more. This guy's a madman. He's crazy. See, I can't blame the crazy. I got to blame the people, the nut jobs, the idiots. Because this is not about helping the American people anymore. This is a civil war about taking sides and making sure the other side don't do good things because we want to win. And the other side is saying, well, you Democrats outnumber us, and the only way that we can fix this election and make it fair is we do the voting thing in our favor. So this is not about people anymore. This is why I don't really talk about politics. This is about we're going to make sure this side doesn't get what they want or this side doesn't get what they want. It has nothing to do with it. And I don't understand the Republicans, because if you're a Republican, just a basic person, and your loyalty, you're getting nothing. You know, it's like the Britney Spears thing that's in my, it drives me crazy. Who in the fuck cares about Britney Spears? Who cares what's happening to her when there's so much in the world and all these people, and it's usually gay people running around with their glitter, clapping and everything, want Britney Spears to be free? Who cares about a multimillionaire person, and you're crying over Britney Spears when you got a madman who still thinks he's president of the United States, who is trying to bribe everybody, and books are coming out left and right. His own wife left him. Yeah, Melania left, got out of town. Melania's on record saying that he does what he does, and I do what I do, and if he wants to run for president, let him run, because I ain't going back. Melania's on record saying, I am not going back. I'm done. And if you believe in an institution that a president has to have a first lady, well, that's another strike against this madman who still thinks he's president. And you quote leaders. You want to tear down democracy? Bring it. You want to go on the streets and fight for a madman who's losing his mind? Bring it. But again, the vote is very important, and it'll help a lot of people. And we're going to go back to the news. This is where, you know, Biden, he's facing a lot of pressure right now. And he's trying to do the best he can. Maybe he's not the best president in the world, but he is trying to do the right thing. But this misinformation is just crazy. And so he's facing some pressure. And, you know, being a president, you got to face some pressure. So this is how he's handling it. Again, according to ABC News, here's the story on Biden and how he's handling the pressure.
This morning for President Biden, our senior national correspondent, Terry Moran, has more at the White House. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Michael. It is a real cliffhanger here, and everyone in this White House knows how challenging this moment is, how critical it is for the Biden presidency as he tries to unify his own party. President Biden all smiles last night as he made that appearance at the congressional charity baseball game, glad handing with members. And behind the scenes, it's a flurry of activity here. Biden meeting with a steady stream of lawmakers, especially those crucial moderate senators Manchin and Sinema. And in those meetings, we're told he's doing more listening than dictating his terms for these bills. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying that as a senator for 36 years, Joe Biden didn't like when presidents told him what to do, and he's not going to do that now. But more and more Democrats are getting vocal, especially progressives. They're saying they want to see Joe Biden being more forceful, more active, spelling out exactly what he wants and getting those moderates in line with the rest of the party. Today, there's no public events on the president's schedule right now. And when we asked the press secretary if he is planning to make that trip up Pennsylvania Avenue to Capitol Hill to lobby for his agenda in person, they told us, stay tuned. Amy?
All right, we will do just that, Terry. Thank you very much.
Well, you're getting the latest. We don't usually do the news, but that's what we're doing right now, getting you caught up. But here's a story, our main story, about the CDC. They urge pregnant women to get vaccinated. They're going to give you a little something-something. But, and these are the facts, and we're going to go over them together. Because I happen to believe they should. And it's not playing right now. But that is our lead story about pregnant women should get vaccinated. And you keep thinking, well, what's the alternative? What's the alternative if they don't get vaccinated? Well, you're going to catch COVID. And the lingering effect of COVID can hurt the baby too. It can hurt the baby too. But they did some studies, and they found out that a lot of pregnant women are dying because they are unvaccinated. And here's the report right here.
Health alert from the CDC urging pregnant women to get vaccinated against COVID. Just one in three actually have been vaccinated. Whit Johnson joins us now from White Plains Hospital in New York with more on all of that. Good morning to you, Whit.
Amy, good morning to you. In the month of August, 22 pregnant women died from COVID in the U.S. That's the highest monthly total since the start of the pandemic, and health officials are now stepping up their pleas for expectant mothers to get their shots, arguing the benefits far outweigh the risks.
This morning, an urgent call for pregnant women to get vaccinated. The CDC saying they are more at risk of severe illness from COVID, twice as likely to end up in the ICU, and 70% more likely to die.
The COVID-19 vaccine is safe to get if you are pregnant. Please do not put yourself or your baby at unnecessary risk.
And yet, only 31% of all pregnant women are vaccinated. At 32 weeks pregnant and unvaccinated, Samantha Kelly ended up in a coma with COVID. Doctors were able to safely deliver her baby. She's now recovering.
It's a lot of decisions and being thrown at you. And, you know, you did try and as a mom make the best one. But I think I made the wrong one and I should have gotten that vaccine. I hope every pregnant woman gets it.
This as hundreds of workers across the country are out of a job or suspended for not getting a mandatory vaccine. Nurses in New York protesting the mandates. In federal court, three unvaccinated Long Island nurses who say their employer is threatening to fire them, arguing that their Catholic faith should exempt them, even though the Pope himself is vaccinated and has encouraged others to get the shots. United Airlines announcing it's terminating nearly 600 employees who've defied the company's vaccine requirement, but United insisting the firings won't impact holiday travel.
We wanted to make sure that all of our employees, when they show up to work, that we make that environment as safe as possible.
And after questions about the vaccination status of some NBA stars like Kyrie Irving, the league announcing any player who elects not to comply with local vaccination mandates will not be paid for games that he misses.
And back to those concerns about pregnant women and COVID. So far in the U.S., 125,000 expectant mothers have contracted the virus, more than 22,000 hospitalized, and at least 161 have died. George.
Okay, Wood, thanks very much.
See, that's the problem. And I don't understand that. You're going to catch it. COVID-19 is not going away. And if you think you can walk around this earth thinking you're the only one who has not caught it or had contact with it, you're crazy. And there is a long-haul effect of COVID. You may recover from it. You might recover in a week, 2 weeks. But there's people who still are recovering from the effects a year ago. And there's still fatigue. There's still shortness of breath. They still can't taste things. A year, they can't do this. So can you imagine, so-called recover. And then you have to really think about crazy people, man. You got to think out of the box. And they're saying, 10-day quarantine, right? But you got to think about that for a minute. If it's a long-haul thing, and if it's lasting more than 10 days, and you're still finding the effects of it, you're still feeling the effects of it, the fatigue, the tiredness, the loss of taste, and whatever, headaches, whatever. Is 10 days enough? They don't know. But they do know, and it's documented, that people who have contracted or got in contact with the virus, they call it the long-haul COVID. Don't believe me? Google it. And they're still experiencing the effects months and months and months later. Now you have to think, if you're pregnant, this cannot be good for the baby. It cannot be good for the baby. Well, you think that you're pregnant, your immune system is a little lower, the baby has hardly any immune system at all. You got COVID. You know what the effects of COVID's going to do to you. And you don't know the long haul of what's it going to do to your unborn baby. Whether it's retardation, whether the lungs will fully develop. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, not a nurse, but I'm saying the possibilities, because if it's a long haul is towards adults and they're experiencing this, can you imagine? And we don't know the after effect of a baby, an unborn baby born into this, about the insides of how he's going to develop his lungs, his brain, and you have the nerve to be unvaccinated? It's been proven that vaccinated women who are pregnant deliver healthy babies. There's even a scientific proof that says it helps protect the unborn baby and give them the antibodies to protect the baby. So I don't understand pregnant women saying, you know what, I'm not going to vaccinate my kid because I don't know what the vaccine's going to do. Granted, cool. But we do know when you catch it what it does. It keeps reminding me of a story back in the day when there was a racist governor. Governor Wallace was running. I think it was Alabama. He was running for governor. I'm not quite sure. Racist as hell. Segregation, Jim Crow, whatever. Even had a Jim Crow t-shirt. So he was running against a Democrat for governor. a Democrat. Majority of the black people voted for Wallace. The reporter asked some of the black people, said, why did you vote for this guy? You know he's a racist and you know he's separatist, blah, blah, blah. And they say, yes, we know that. Then why did you vote for him? Well, they said, we know who's he's about, what's going on with him. The problem is we don't know about the other guy. And I'm going to say, and I could see the same decision with the COVID. You know what you're going to get when you catch COVID. You know this. And you know that it will affect your unborn child. You know this. You know this. And they tell you to get vaccinated to protect your child. And their studies prove that it also protects the child, the unborn child, and gives him his antibodies that he needs to fight. But you still have the stupid thinking of, I know what COVID can do, which can destroy my lungs, which can screw up my mind, which will give me fatigue, which I can't taste food, and other stuff that COVID will do. These are some of the symptoms that may happen. So you're saying, I know what COVID can do and what they're going to do in the long haul thing. Who knows, 2 years, 3 years that I will feel these effects. But I don't know what will happen if I don't take the shot. So you morons decide to not get vaccinated because you don't know what the shot is. But you do know what COVID will do. What kind of reason, if you know COVID is going to destroy your body, destroy your mind, break down your lungs, give you fatigue, can't taste food. You know this for a fact. But yet you said, I'll take that because I don't know what the shot will do to my child. Well, I don't know. You rather have your child have a collapsed lung? You rather have your child that his brain cannot develop properly? That he cannot taste food? That he may have retardation? You do know. But yet you're going to say, but I don't know what the other thing's going to do. Well, how much worse can the other thing be? All we know is that pregnant women who are vaccinated are out of the hospital. They're not going to hospitalization. It's protecting the babies. There's studies showing it. The CDC is telling you, get vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, guess what? You're going to catch it. You're not going to dodge this. So you morons who are pregnant, you're saying, well, I know what COVID can do. It's going to hurt my baby. His lungs may not develop. His brain may not develop. He may have fatigue. He may do this. We don't know the long haul what COVID's going to do to your baby because it hasn't been studied yet. But you're not going to take vaccination. Really smart. Really smart. We have Miss Lisa in the studio and Mr. Columbus Berry. Before we go into more news, I think they have a comment. Miss Lisa, good morning, sweetheart. Mr. Columbus Berry, how are you, sir? How you guys
doing? Howdy, how you doing?
Good. See, I don't understand this. I don't understand this. Miss Lisa's there, too. I'll leave everybody's mic open, so just in case they want to talk. But since your voice is the first one I heard, Mr. Columbus Berry. Columbus Berry, young man, very good-looking man, 25, 27 maybe? I don't know. You're at the point where you're in this. Yeah, you're at a point where you're at this pandemic situation. Your girlfriend, why pregnant? What do you do? Does she get the vaccine or no vaccine? What do you do?
It's really up to her. I'm not the one to put stuff on people. So if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. Same for like abortions. If a girl wants to get an abortion, she wants to do it with her body.
But it's your son.
Can't get mad.
But it's your kid. But it's your kid inside of her. It's your son. It's your daughter.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't know. They got no comment on it.
Okay. I think Miss Lisa is not talking, but I'm going to leave her mic open.
I am.
She is.
I was on mute. I'm driving. I'm sorry. Good morning, guys.
Oh, baby. I didn't know you were driving. Sorry about that, kiddo. Talk when you're safe or when you can. If you can talk, cool. If you have to mute, cool.
I can talk.
Okay. How do you feel about that, Miss Lisa? Your daughter's pregnant. COVID's running around. You know what will happen if she got COVID. You know this. These are the signs. Even if she recovers, there could be a long-haul effect of this. Vaccinated or not vaccinated for your grandchild, what do you choose?
I can't choose. Like Miss Mary said, you know, it's her body. I can't choose for her. I mean, she and I had the conversation with her 15-year-old. She is not going to get her son vaccinated. He even asked for her to take him to get vaccinated. And she said she will not. When he turns 18, he can make his own decision. Right now, she feels like the vaccine was not tested long enough. And she's refusing to vaccinate her and her son. I can't do for you know, make a choice for anybody else. I can only make a choice for myself. If I was pregnant, I would have to weigh it out, just like I did with myself. You know, having asthma, a severe asthma, not just, you know, seasonal. I have asthma attacks all year round, so I had to make a choice for myself, and that took a little while. It hit me when my son contracted corona, and I was worried because I thought he was going to suffer because he also, he has asthma, but not like I did. His asthma was developed later on in life. Mine I had ever since I was pretty much born. So he basically told me, Ma, I don't want you to go through this. I want you to get vaccinated so it won't be hard on you. And that what made me go. Because you remember, I was torn, you know, and I wanted more information. I wanted this. I wanted to know that and that and that. But when my baby boy got hit, and it put him down for 2 weeks. He didn't go to work for like four to 6 weeks. That's how bad he had it. So for him to tell me to go ahead and get vaccinated for myself, whether or not my daughter and my, because I wanted all three of us to go at the same time, my daughter and my grandson with me. And my son is like, don't wait. Just go and get it done. You can catch this while you're waiting for somebody else. And, I mean, I try to stress it to her, and I can't make that choice for her. And I feel bad for my grandson. Because he asked to get vaccinated, and she's like, I will not. And I think that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, a child is a child, but I think that's just kind of going to the extreme of I'm your parent and you do what I say do kind of thing. I mean, when it comes to their health and they're asking for this, and she said, if you can give me the reasoning, your reasoning for you to get vaccinated. And I'm like, what? Why do he have to give you any kind of reason? He asked you to do something that he feels is the proper thing to do. He's in school with all these kids who are probably not vaccinated, vaccinated, not vaccinated. But you know they don't wear a mask throughout the whole entire day. And he says the cafeteria is
You know, the mask is bullshit.
Lunch.
The mask is bullshit.
Yeah.
The mask was set for a psychological thing because people didn't know what to do. It was anarchy going on. So they gave you a little something that says, okay, here's something you can control because people need to control something. And when people can't get a handle on something or control something, there's anarchy. First it's like the mask is only work for N9 mask. That's the only one. Now people wearing scarves and handkerchiefs, diapers over their head as masks is a joke. And, you know, and then they're telling you to wear a mask, and then, but yet you can go to a restaurant and pull down that mask and eat something, and they're talking two or 3 hours with the mask right around their throat, you know, their neck while they're eating and drinking. What's the use of even wearing a damn mask? You know, if you're pulling it down, it's just bullshit. Let me tell you, Brian,
just came from the DMV, right? So, number one, they're packed. Number two, the lady that signs us in, and I thought this was just so hilarious, she has on a mask, a cloth one, a reusable one, but it's on her chin.
Yeah. Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Exactly.
And she's I want to say two to three, how many feet? Not even arm's length. She's like an arm to the elbow length away. I'm glad that I'm fully vaccinated. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I have on my mask, and I'm like,
right.
I'm glad that I'm protected from your dumb ass.
Exactly. I see them in a store with the mask pulled below their nose. They're not wearing it properly.
Mm-hmm.
This is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so. And I'm going to go to Mr. Mm-hmm. Barry because I know he's at work. And Lisa, you and I are on the same fucking page, man. Let's see if Mr. Barry's in the book. Mr. Barry,
mm-hmm.
what do you say to people who are vaccinated? What do you say to them that says, you know, I'm vaccinated. You're the cause, because even though you're vaccinated, you can still catch COVID. They're saying not as severe,
mm-hmm.
but you can still catch it. So what do you say, Mr. Barry,
mm-hmm.
to people saying that you're the reason why we're sick? I got vaccinated. I'm being responsible. You're being reckless and dangerous. You're endangering my life. Get the fuck away from me. What do you say about that, Mr. Barry?
Mm-hmm.
There are people saying that.
I don't know, man. To be honest, give my honest opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a. I really don't.
Really?
And it sounds insensitive, but, I mean,
right.
you get into a car every single day with the possibility of somebody speeding to work and hitting you and crashing you and not being able to, like, come on now. You guys are too busy worried about little things and not enjoying fucking life,
mm-hmm.
and you're worried about a disease that everybody can get and will get at some point in time. If they haven't gotten it, I mean, what's the point
true.
Of living life in fear and demeaning other people because they choose not to put something else in their body? Come on now, you can't pick and choose and apply criticism when you got a lot worse shit going on in this world than some people not getting the vaccine and not wearing a fucking mask. People don't know the underlying issues of everybody else because
right.
I don't wear a mask. I've been diagnosed
right.
with severe depression and anxiety. Whenever something's covering my fucking mouth, I get very anxious. Like, I can't breathe. That causes other health issues. So you can't
right.
sit here and judge people based off of what they do because you don't know underlying issues as to why they're not wearing their mask.
Right. You know what? That's
some
another,
people, I feel
that's
like
another
just,
point.
Just want to hear their self talk.
That's another point that I did not think about because... Yeah, you know what? That's a good point because I'm claustrophobic too. And asking people to wear a mask 8 hours a day if they're a sandwich worker and everything, like hot and everything, you know what? I agree, and I agree with Mr. Barry. There's just so much stuff. But Barry, Mr. Barry, people are dying. But you're saying, I know what you're saying. People are dying every day. They're dying for car accidents or they're dying for heart attacks. I know the answer you're going to give me. Am I correct? And we're worrying about this fucking disease. Am I correct? That's the answer you're going to give me.
Okay. Well, here's my answer to this. When I say you don't know what happened, I almost died in a mental hospital due to me subconsciously holding my breath and not being able to breathe. So you're telling me you want me to go experience that again by putting a mask on? Like, you don't know what I've been through. Yes, I get it.
Right.
If you don't want me near you, don't walk in my boat.
Right.
Stay the hell away.
Right, right.
Don't walk near me. If it's that much of an issue, order shit online. Don't go out
right.
in public.
So you are against people mandating this and telling people what to do. It's none of your fucking business what to do. You don't know what the shoes are.
No,
I'm not
against that. Like, if you want to tell people to do that, do it.
Right.
Now, if it's to a point where they can prove that 99.99% of people will die if they come in contact with this,
mm-hmm.
then that's the point where you need to do it. Like, if majority of people aren't dying from it, they're just getting sick, you're going
mm-hmm.
to get sick. You're human.
Mm-hmm.
You touch a lot of nasty shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now. We get the flu yearly. We get flu shots yearly. If it comes to
right.
certain things like where they mandate you to do stuff like that, like, say, hospital, they're mandating people to get the virus. Okay. In order to get into nursing school, you have to take virus shots. You have to get all your shots updated every single year. You let it expire, you get subject to not, you know, maintaining your license, or they kick you out of school for stuff like that. If you're going to school or you're doing a job that requires you to be in the health field to where you can transfer other viruses and your objective is to help people from viruses and getting sick, yes, you need to take the shit. Yes.
Okay.
If you're a delivery guy and you're going to a lot of other places, like residential areas, I don't necessarily see it. Me, personally, it depends on your area, where you're at, where you work, like what do they mandate, what's going on, and the severity of the situation. Because you don't know what's going on with all these other people. And you can't push something on people and expect them not to be rebellious. I mean, come on now. We live in America.
Yep.
Like, we don't like doing what we're told.
You tell us, that's true.
You tell us to stay outside. You tell us not to go outside. We go outside.
Right.
You tell us, oh, we can go outside. People start staying inside. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants to be
like,
told what
we
to
just
do.
Yeah, we just do what we're told not to do. Like, come on now.
We just,
if I sit here and tell you, hey.
Yeah.
What's up? Say what you want to say.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Now, wait, 954. Okay, hold on. You know, Mr. Barry, what about the people, the religious people, right? The religious people. Now, and they want to use it as an excuse to say, I'm exempt. Why are you exempt? I'm Catholic. Well, the Pope just said he got vaccinated. The Pope just said yesterday that you cannot come in a house of worship unless you are vaccinated. That's what the Pope said. And the Pope is encouraging people to get vaccinated. This is the messenger to God. Do you think that makes a difference to people, religious people, that the Pope is telling people to get vaccinated? Or they're going to say, fuck. One lady said, when they talked to this lady, they said, you hear what the Pope said? And the lady said, well, he's a hypocrite. And the lady goes, what do you mean he's a hypocrite? This is a messenger from God. How can you call the Pope a hypocrite? Do you think by the Pope saying that you should be vaccinated, is it going to help anybody? Is it going to change people's mind, Mr. Barry?
I'm not going to speak on that. People's religion is people's religion, and if somebody's in power, whoever believes in it, like you're in school, like if your teacher tells you to go in time out as a kid, what are you going to do? You're going to go in time out. You're going to do that. Maybe it's your teacher's obviously telling you to do that for a reason. I mean, people are going to believe in the Pope, just like they're going to believe in God. Now, if they feel like he's the messenger for God and they feel like God's speaking through him, that's up to them. That's their jurisdiction. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, he shouldn't be doing that. I mean, if he feels like God called upon him to tell people to do that to help people and he sees what's going on and maybe he's using his voice, I'm not going to tell him he's wrong for doing that. So.
I think this is Angela. 954, is this you, Angela? Good morning. You're live on the air. Wait a minute. It's been Latia. Is this Latia? It's been such a long time that I don't even know your number anymore. Latia, how are you, darling? Latia, are you vaccinated? Are you vaccinated?
No vaccine. I only got one, and that was it. I ain't go back for no more. Why?
What happened?
I feel like I ain't need no more. Mommy didn't.
What do you mean? What do you mean you felt like you didn't eat anymore? It's one.
I just never went back to get the second dose.
Which one did you get?
That was a long time.
Well, if you got the Johnson & Johnson, all you needed was one shot. So you might just be good the way you are. But, Latia, let me ask you a question. If Jesus Christ himself, Jesus Christ the Lord, came to you in the middle of the night and Jesus said, you need to get vaccinated, would you do it? We need you to get both shots. And you know that's Jesus Christ. Would you do it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be disobedient.
But would you do it?
Look, I need all my blessings. Yeah, but I won't be disobedient, so
Okay. I'm just saying it because of the Pope. That everybody should be vaccinated and is a messenger from God. So I was just thinking, would it sway some people? I just don't understand. I know I am vaccinated. I guess Mr. Barry said he's vaccinated. Miss Latia, she's partly vaccinated. And I think
No, I am not.
Oh, you're not?
No, I am not.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were. Really? Okay. Well, this is going to be an ongoing thing, and we're not going to stay on this issue long because it's not going to be resolved. Because I'm convinced now, this has been around for a year, and whoever was going to get vaccinated will got vaccinated, and who's not going to get vaccinated, no, nothing you can say is going to make them get it. So it's a dead issue. It's the same issue with Trump, and that's why I don't talk about this. This mentally ill cult leader, former president, disgrace, impeached vice person.
I'm going to have to get it anyway, due to me getting into nursing. Due to nursing school, I'm going to have to get it if I want to do clinicals and I want to finish. So.
Really? No, I mean, depend on where you are, because they did a study. If I heard you correctly, you said you're going into nursing. They did a study that one out of five nurses are not vaccinated, and they don't want to be vaccinated. But I do know what you're saying. The mandate is down now. You have until November that everybody working in a hospital first responders have to be vaccinated as a mandate. But that's
well, in order to get into any nursing school, you have to be updated on every shot, including the flu shot. And this is something they require. You have to do it, or you cannot get into nursing school. You cannot go into these facilities. You cannot do anything.
Wow. You talk about a communist government, huh? They're going to make you do this. Well, okay. All right. Sounds like people are angry on this one. Before we move on to our next subject, this is a platform where we sound off, and sometimes things are pissing people off. And we got a couple of minutes before I go to commercial and do a transition. And I'll go with Mr. Barry first. Mr. Barry, what is pissing you the fuck off this week or today or maybe something coming down the pike that's going to piss you off? You can sound off right here.
I'm in Walmart right now, so give me 30 seconds. Okay.
That'll piss you off right there. All right. Let's go with Miss Lisa. Is there anything that's pissing you off? Could be a story, could be anything that something's going to piss you off.
Will piss me off?
Yeah, it's going to make you mad. You know it's coming.
I'm pissed off about, honestly, this COVID thing. It's not just pissing me off. It's getting on my last nerve. Because
right.
Everywhere you turn around, it's COVID this, COVID that, COVID this, COVID that. Vaccine this, vaccine that. And I'm just kind of fed up with it. Can we just kind of, like, get on with life? What we were doing before, and I understand we're not going to go back to our normal, but I mean, can we kind of like drop it for a little bit? Because I'm kind of like tired and worn out from this mandate this, and you can't go to work unless you are fully vaccinated, or you know, you're going to get fired from your job, or you know, you're not going to get paid if you don't get this vaccine. It's not something that's going to stop the COVID. It's going to be there. Can we just kind of like move on? That's what I'm wishing that we could just drop it for like 24 hours.
I hear it. But before we do, I got one last story. It's only a minute and 19 seconds, because of pregnancy thing. Just give me that, and then we're going to move on. Thank you, Lisa. Here we go.
They're going to drop it? Okay.
Warning about pregnancy and COVID. 125,000 cases have been reported in expectant mothers, with more than 22,000 of them being hospitalized and 161 deaths. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins us now. And Dr. Jen, it's shocking to hear that just one third of pregnant women nationwide have been vaccinated. How is the CDC responding to those numbers?
So we have to remember this is a very vulnerable population, and they've looked at these numbers. The numbers are not good. That's the reason they're out with this urgent health alert here, and it really comes down to risk versus benefit. If you look at this population, this is a condition of immune compromise, pregnancy. We know that pregnant women are at increased risk of ICU admission if they're COVID positive. And then preterm delivery and stillbirth, obviously consequences to both patients here, the mother and the baby. And then in terms of the vaccines, when you look at the benefits, the CDC, ACOG, crystal clear at this point that the vaccines' benefits outweigh any known or suspected risk, and they are recommending them aggressively for women either before pregnancy or in any of the trimesters of pregnancy.
Jen, you're an OBGYN, so what's the disconnect? If two-thirds of pregnant women are saying no, despite that crystal clear recommendation from every doctor.
Well, listen, I think pregnant women, of course, always tread lightly, and the risk threshold there is different than in any other population. But I would encourage women, speak to their obstetrician, speak to their midwife. It is not worth rolling the dice here. We know that COVID-19 is a bad actor when it comes to pregnant women, and again, two lives at stake. We can do a lot better in protecting this population.
All right, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good thing, and you said everything about nothing. Nothing, nothing. But the only good advice she said is, yeah, talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. What's the baby doctor? What are they called? Pediatricians or something like that? Talk to your doctor.
Talk to the baby's doctor or your doctor.
Your doctor.
Pregnant woman is OBGYN.
LGBTQ. Yeah. You talk to your OB. Talk to your OBGYN and let them give you advice and forget about the noise. One last story. You know, if I killed my wife, now I may have a good reason.
Oh, Lord.
I probably could. Yeah. I mean, shouldn't there be an insanity plea when you kill your wife? I mean, it's like, you know what? She drove me crazy. Was I even thinking?
No.
When I picked up that hammer and I hit her over the head and cracked her skull, I mean, for a minute, I thought I was doing the right thing. I mean, shouldn't you just give me a lenient sentence? Well, here's the story. So this woman in South Carolina, she goes to see her divorce attorney before she got murdered. Here's the story. I mean, sometimes, when you get a hint that your husband's a little cray-cray, Well, here's the story right here. A South Carolina woman goes, sees a divorce later, and then she gets killed. Here's the story.
Now to the latest on that murder mystery, the investigation revealing that prominent South Carolina lawyer's wife, Maggie Murdaugh, saw a divorce lawyer just weeks before she and her son were killed. Ariel Rusheff joins us with more on this stunning new twist. Good morning to you, Ariel.
Good morning to you, Amy. For the first time, the Murdaugh's closest confidants are speaking out and shedding new light on reported discord within the family, including a possible divorce. According to People magazine, just 6 weeks before Maggie Murdaugh and her son Paul were murdered at their family's hunting lodge in South Carolina this past June, Maggie met with a divorce attorney in Charleston to explore her options about ending her marriage to Alex Murdaugh. Alex, who called 911 after finding the bodies of his wife and youngest son, is accused of allegedly trying to stage his own murder earlier this month. Police say his goal was to get his other son a $10 million life insurance payout. The source tells People that before her death, Maggie began looking into the family finances to determine the state of the couple's marital assets. According to People, the source says Alex's coworkers noticed a cooling in the couple's relationship, with Maggie no longer coming by the office to have lunch with her husband. It's unclear whether a possible divorce had anything to do with her death. Authorities have not identified a motive or a suspect in the killings of Maggie and Paul.
And Alex Murdaugh has been charged with conspiracy to commit insurance fraud and filing a false police report. He is also being investigated for allegedly misappropriating millions of dollars from his law firm, and he's also now the subject of an investigation surrounding the death of his family housekeeper. Guys?
His housekeeper, too? How bad is this guy? His housekeeper, too?
Dang.
What the hell?
He's gonna kill the whole household. What about the dog and the cat?
I know. The dog's running away. This guy pretended that he staged his own murder. I'm going to have to say guilty. I'm going to say he killed his wife and his son. How bad can he get? Wow. I'm going to have to say guilty. People do the damnedest things, don't they? Don't they? You know, they do the damnedest things. I never understood the killing thing. You know, I don't understand killing your wife. You know what it's about? It's all about money.
Sure.
You're not going to take my money away. You know, you're not taking my car. You're not taking the controller. It's all about money. Maybe we take the money out of it. People will live longer. You know? I say if somebody's going to get divorced, yeah, take the money out. My girlfriend's going to divorce me, you take what you leave at that time. Well, okay, here you go. Here's your shoes. Bye-bye. You know, you're not getting my money. You know what I mean?
You take what you have. You don't say nothing that we accumulated together because 9 times out of 10 you didn't put in. So you just take what you came in with. Which is nothing. Goodbye.
Exactly. If we take the money shit away and we quit doing this stupid, what is this stupid thing? And when they sign this document.
Prenup.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. For the NDA. when they.
Okay.
You know, it's like I'm going to keep what I'm bringing into marriage, what you have, you keep. And, you know, they try to do that and it never works. Yeah, the prenuptial thing. You know, we try that, but it doesn't work. I don't know. I just don't know why people have to kill each other. I have to bring something on here, and this I'm going to get attacked by. I know I'm going to get attacked by Miss Lisa. I'm going to get attacked by Miss Latia. And I know I'm going to be attacked by Mr. Barry. I'm going to have to say it anyway because it's kind of choice. They just did another report that pissed me off. So I know we didn't want to talk about COVID and anything, but they just did another report about how many people are vaccinated and who's not. But bottom line, black people... What the fuck? We come in last again.
What?
We come in last. We're not getting vaccinated. We're coming in last again.
Well.
The number one people will get close to getting. How many times are we going to? If we don't start saving our race, we're going to get wiped off the map. Get vaccinated. You know what I'm trying to say?
We only
got 19% of society. Yeah.
I wouldn't stop you right there.
Black women having 10 and 12 kids, we are not going to be eliminated.
I wouldn't stop you right there.
Look, too many kids.
If you really think about it, all these interracial relationships and stuff like this, there's going to come a time where there is not, you know, just one single race. Everything is going to be just biracial, so.
You got that right.
Wow.
You got that right.
It's become normal.
What's
happening right now. God damn vaccination shot ain't got shit to do with it.
We got to start sending a message to our African American community. This message is like, please get to your doctor. Please see a doctor.
Yeah.
Please
that
do
too.
This.
There's a lot of things we need to push into the black culture, to be honest with you. There's a lot of things we need to push in there. We need to push mental health. We need to push checking up on yourself. Physically.
Exactly.
We need to push education. And we need to push these kids in the right direction and stop letting them think that just because you sell coke or drugs and something like that, it makes you a gangster. No, taking care of your family, making sure you're supporting your family the right way to where you don't get locked up and everybody else has to deal with the situation that you call. So
I agree with you.
We also need to implement that too.
And you know, Mr. Barry, you brought up a good point. And Latia, she's 24. four. We're dealing, so we're getting in different age groups. You know, I could be Latia's older bad uncle. Forget it. Anyway, what happens? Naughty uncle. Black folks do not push, and we do not talk about it. We will not talk about it in my family. Mental illness.
Talk about what?
Black folks will not talk about mental illness. If you got somebody crazy in your family, black folks won't say shit. And at least when I grew up, right? When you have the family saying there's some things that you just don't talk about the family to other people, you know what I mean? What stays in our family stays. But if we had a crazy person in here or we have bipolar or whatever, we don't talk about that. Are we all in
not only that.
Or
PTSD,
you know, I'm
too.
Old school.
Trauma and PTSD too. There's a lot of African American kids who deal with that stuff in the projects in the hood. Gunshots set them off. The way people treat them set them off. You know, that's how you end up with these constant cycles. Nobody wants to talk about. They feel like they're less of a man when you talk about how you feel.
I mean, I welcome my mental illness. It's my charm and how I got this far. Thank you. But we don't talk about and we don't talk about health. Black people, we don't talk about health. We don't talk about diet. We don't talk about diet. We don't talk about getting healthy. We don't talk about eating right. We don't talk about mental health. We don't talk about alcoholism. We don't talk about drug addiction. And
I'm still waiting for you to come up with the one that I'm thinking of, and you have yet to say it.
All right, just a second.
We don't talk about fatherless kids.
I was getting ready to get that.
You know,
we don't talk about keeping the family unit together. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the worst thing in the family because I already in my family know all of my boys, not just my three sons, but my nephews, my grandsons, fatherless for no reason. All of the fathers are living. None of these fathers are dead. My daughter didn't grow up with her father. He's not dead. He's alive.
Mm-hmm.
All of these men that put out these kids that don't want to be a father to these children that they planted, you know.
Right.
I mean, let's talk about that. You know, the women that have to take care of not just their kids but their grandkids.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That to me is something that needs to be talked about in families. But don't nobody talk about that.
But you know what? I agree with you, Miss Lisa. Love you to death. But what I'm about to say, you want to kick me in the balls, but I got to say it anyway. Maybe I need a good kick in the balls.
Let's see.
Okay, here we go. It's easy to say that. And I have the same take on abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like men stand up. African-American men stand up. Stay with your family. You know, support your family. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I could talk to the men. But then I have to hold the women responsible about going to bed with somebody who's irresponsible. Is that fair? Is that fair that we got too many African-American women picking men who are not, quote, father figures and not right to be a husband or mature enough to be a husband, and they lay down with him? Can the women get part of the blame? For, no?
Yes and no. I got another question.
I have another question that's going to spark some interest here. Now, what about those situations and scenarios where, you know, a guy just feels, you make a guy feel like he's less of himself, like less of a man, because I don't know why, but in society it's okay for a woman not to have their shit together, you know, don't have any money, don't have a steady job, in and out of certain situations, but the moment a man does it, he can't have time to find himself. He's a deadbeat. He's a piece of shit. He's a bum.
Mm.
And that can also push a man not to want anything to do with his family because you make him feel like he's not a man. Like, you make him feel like he can't provide anything for his family. I know that sounds like an excuse, but that goes with the mental aspect of things, too.
It would be after so many years when you give a person so many years to get their shit together and they're still doing the same shit after 10. I mean, come on now. I mean, you already had children, and you did them the same way, and you're going to go pump out some more. I mean,
you're still
pumping out these kids, and you still had yet to hold on to a job to take care of the first few that you done pumped out. And now, Lisa, I blame also the women. Why are you not looking at the man's back? You see, this man had 50 million kids over here with this other woman, and then you're going to turn around and get pregnant by him and say, oh, he's a good man. He's a good man,
again,
but he still don't have a job.
Right. Right. We have to put some, I hear the black community and I hear women talking about, well, men are, and I hate this phrase, this new phrase, or it's not a new phrase, and they say it all the time. If you were a real man, go, what? If you were a real man, what the hell does that mean if you were a real man? If you're a real man, you take care of your responsibility. Well, if you're a real woman, you went open your legs up and you know I didn't want to be with you and give you a baby and I didn't want the baby. I mean, we got to put some, we got to start putting choices on people and stop pointing at the gender and say, wait a minute, why would a woman lay down? And Lisa, you hit the nail on the head. Why would a woman lay down with a man the first time and have a baby, and you know he's irresponsible, you know he has no job, you know he's running the streets or whatever, then you lay down again and have another baby? Who's at blame? Who's at fault here? Her or him? Mm-hmm. Who's making the bad decisions?
Both are not being responsible. Both are, and you got a woman that you know constantly goes get Plan B on a regular basis. And I'm speaking of somebody's situation that I know. You know this chick is always in the pharmacy or at the clinic, but you still gonna get her pregnant you still gonna get her pregnant and have a baby by her, right? Is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Anyway, I got off track.
Yeah.
But
this idiot's not wearing a condom. And you're right.
Right.
And this fool's not wearing a condom.
And you're like, I'm going to raise this child. I'm going to be with this child. Oh, but I don't like
you know
her,
what's crazy?
So I don't want to be with her no more.
You want to know what's crazy?
Mr. King,
before,
Mr. King's in the studio, everybody. Well, King of Kings. Go ahead, Mr. King.
What's up,
hey,
boss?
King.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Can I say something before he goes? Before I forget?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, back to what you guys are saying, you know, about how people need to pick and choose, like, who they lay down with. Like, do you really think you can have some with this person and stuff like that? I agree with – I mean, I'm not sure if that's what you're getting at, but I kind of agree with that because I don't just sleep with any woman. Like, I know the consequences that come behind that. And I'm like, yo, if anything were to fucking happen and she were to get fucking pregnant, could I see myself dealing with this for the next 18 goddamn years? I don't know.
There you go. There you go. Being responsible is what it's called. You know, I still have one child, one young son who don't have any children. The rest of my kids have children, and two are married. But my youngest, he refuses to get a girl pregnant until he gets his dream job, his dream home. I mean, he has those aspects about him where he has a trail. His future is showing him, I mean, he's seeing what he wants for his future, and it doesn't consist of having a wife and a child right off versus his brothers, you know, have a wife, child. His sister has a child, was married, but that's another story. So he's like, I don't want to jump into a relationship and then pop up and have a baby by somebody I don't want to deal with for the next, you know, 18, 20 some odd years, depending on if their child goes out. And I'm like, that makes a whole lot of sense. So he's living his best life as a single man, and he knows how to take care of his business. And I'm like, just don't be bringing these girls into your life, talking about you love them and blah, 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 blah. If you do, I'll punch you in the face. You know, I mess with them like that. But the whole fact of the matter is making, you know, adult decisions. You playing the adult game, so you need to protect yourself. Everybody
all
know.
These Trojan commercials, all these Trojan commercials, and nobody paying attention to them. Ain't that a damn shame?
Nobody trying to go buy them. Hey, and they're free at the clinic. No excuses. They're free at the clinic.
Yep.
So.
And don't listen to these crazy ass guys and females that say they got a Magnum condom from a clinic. What kind of clinic they going to? Clinics don't give you name brand condoms.
Like, come on now. People, be smart.
Not name brand. Probably not. Not name brand.
But Mr. Barry has a point. Why, you know, I'm only thinking, now here, I'm going to be racial again, and we happen to have all African-American people in a room. And I'm going to be racial again. I don't know any other race that black women are mean, vicious. They will cut your balls off. Even the Puerto Ricans are saying, damn, that they make a man feel less of a man when there's a breakup. I think we are harder on our men. Black women are harder on their men than any other race. Am I wrong or am I right?
I plead the Fifth Amendment. Or is that right? That's it, right? Plead the Fifth.
I mean, it's true. I have dated black women. I have dated Asian women. I have dated all kinds of women. I have dated people that I think they're women. I don't know. But I do know that when I break up with a white girl, they're crying and they're upset. And, you know, and it's the victim thing. Why? Why you did this to me, this and this? Okay. You break up with an Asian girl, you know, they talk a little bit. But they go, oh, you break up with a black girl, they'll get a knife. You know, they'll get a gun.
What?
See with your eyes open.
Oh, you were speaking gibberish.
Latia, am I right?
Yeah. No, I got it wrong.
Am I right? I mean, I have seen my friends get so belittled that you ain't a man. They bring up the man card. You ain't a man. You're not this. You're not this. You ain't nothing. I started saying, I was something when your legs were open. I was something when you were calling God and Jesus in my name at the same time. But when it comes to breaking up, black women are harder on their men than I think white women are. Wrong or right? Okay. I think I silenced my audience.
I'm going to say wrong.
You're going to say wrong?
I'm going to say wrong.
Really?
I'm going to say wrong.
Really?
I'm going to say wrong. I'm going to say wrong.
Okay. Okay. Talk to me.
It depends on the climate of the situation. You can't say every situation is the same because you do have those white women who are like, quote-unquote, the black women that you're talking about, and you do have the black women that are not like that. I mean,
okay,
it really depends on the climate of the situation because I've been in some situations where, I mean, there's different ways to deflect shit like that. Like, just being delusional was one of them. You know what I mean? That could be another one. That could be another big one. You're just being delusional and you're saying a whole bunch of things that aren't actually true. You know what I mean? So, that could be another thing.
I'm going to go another way, Mr. Barry. I'm going to go a way of, they say, and again, I don't mean to be racist, but I'm going to bring this up. Because this is a question for Latia, and this is a question for Miss Lisa. I'm going to say this. They say that black men who go with white women, and the reason they go with white women is because white women tend to put up with their shit. And that's what I've been hearing. Miss Lisa, Latia, what do you think
Shouldn't
of that?
Should you be asking a guy this question?
No, I'm asking a woman because that's what black women think that way. It's like, oh, look at him. He's with a white woman. You know why it is? Because he puts up with his shit. I won't put up with – I mean, you can hear the conversation. You can hear the conversation. And I will ask the black men, but Miss Lisa and Latia, do you feel that way?
I mean, some white women do put up with – you know, men's crap because they probably feel like they can't get nobody else. But some white women, they ain't gonna go for it. So some of them probably, you know, some of them might be mixed with black or some kind of Hispanic. You know, Hispanic, they don't play. So it's some of them that will deal with it.
I'm just going with some of the stereotypes I hear. And men, if you dated a white woman, you dated a black woman, please come in. I would like to know. I still say that a lot of black women who see black men date white women, the first thing, what is the first thing that's in your mind, Miss Lisa, when you see a black guy with a white girl? What's the first thing in your mind? The first thing in your mind. Okay. She's probably busy. Latia, what's the first thing in your mind? When you go to the mall and you see a nice-looking black man and he's with a nice-looking black, a white girl, what's the first thing that goes in your mind?
No, really. I just like, she got another brother. She done took another brother. Yeah. But some white girls, I'm not going to front. Some of them, they just be, you know, they try to get with them because they must got money or stuff like that. So I don't really say nothing. I just let them learn or find out the hard way.
Find out the hard way.
I want to ask this question.
Go ahead, Mr. Barry. Answer these questions.
Ask me the question again. I want to make this proper, please.
The question is, well, there's a couple of them. Wait a minute. I'm getting these stupid clothes. Okay. The question is that I feel that when a black woman sees a black man with a white girl, the first thing that she's thinking, it's not that he wants her money, because first of all, she's probably thinking that, oh, she wants that Madingo sex, or she lets him get away with all that shit, and we will call him on that shit. What do you think? That's all I have to say. What do you think, Mr. Barry? What do you think has been in mind of a black woman? Really?
Yeah, I mean, You can assume all you want. I mean, what's the difference between? I just really hate how they put race on it. I mean, you see a lot more Spanish and Asian women marrying into money than you see, you know, the statistics of a white woman doing it. You don't know some of these struggles. Y'all just randomly see the girl and think, oh, she must be in it for the fucking money. There are some that are, but I mean, in my case, with my current situation / ex-girlfriend, if I make it in the music industry, nobody really sees her. She comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden you see her by my side at BMAs and all this other stuff. What are y'all going to think? Yes, my ex-girlfriend is a white Australian girl. She's 6'1". What are you going to think? Oh, she's in it just for the money. But you don't see behind closed doors where she's paying for music sessions just to hear new songs that I have because she wants to. You're not seeing what she says to me when she gets home. You're not seeing me coming home and her having everything clean so I can have a clean environment to think. You're not seeing her walk my dog so I don't have anything to do after work. You're not seeing all of these things that she's doing, you know, to help aid the situation. You just want to jump to conclusions. And that's one thing that I really hate. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to sound very bad. The reason I don't date African-American women is because my own traumas with them. I mean, I've been bullied by them my whole life. I've been talked down on, treated like shit. And I know not every African-American woman is the same, but when you deal with that for 10, 12, 14 years of your life, it gets to the point where like you're like, okay, I could be friends with you, but I don't find you guys attractive. And it's not the fact that I date. Let's get one thing straight. Black men who date white women don't do it because it's easy, okay? Mm-hmm. And we don't do it because it's the thing to do. I can't speak for other men. But me personally, I mean, if you really ask me, white women are like third on my fucking list of women that I find extremely fucking attractive. At the top of my list is Arabic women. Then Spanish,
really?
Anything mixed descent. Like, yes. That's what's crazy. Like, you can't just jump to conclusions and think something you don't ask a question. You know what I mean? Like, it's just nonsense. And I feel like you gotta know the context behind anything because black women can do the same thing. Like, I've never had a situation where, like, I don't see – that's going to sound fucked up, too. I feel like most black women are worried about being a strong, independent black woman, and they don't need no man –
right.
To where they get a man, it's just kind of like you're not doing anything to help build him up. You just want to build yourself up, and if he ain't got it, he ain't fucking got it. It's on to the next.
Wow. Wait, let's stop there. That's a good point. Let's go with Miss Lisa. I think there's some truth to that. Do you think there's some truth to what Mr. Barry said? Oh, my, I don't know if she could talk or not, but until she can. Wait a minute.
Let me say one more thing.
Sure.
It has to do with history. I mean, we can't sit here and we can't blame them for wanting to be like that because they've been downplayed their whole life, so they try harder and harder to be something that they deserve. And there's no ploy with that, but it comes a time where something's got to fucking give. Not everything should make you upset. Just because one man doesn't want you and he has a different preference does not mean that preference is what he sees and does not mean you're less of a woman because of that. If one man decides, it could be an Asian. Like, why is it always just a white woman? Why can't it be like Asian? Why can't it be Spanish? It always has to do with that.
Yeah, that is true. But, you know, it's funny because when Lisa brought something up, and I'm going to ask you, Mr. Barry, and King, everybody, this is just, and 708, welcome to the show. And if you want to talk, go ahead. You're now part of the show, 708. We go back to the beginning. You want to go back. So if you're thinking like one out of five black families, the man stays in the house, the rest, you know, live in a fatherless, and Lisa brought this up, family. And so now Lisa grows up, and then she starts dating a black man. Do you think that has some kind of effect on how she's going to treat a black man, knowing that her own father was never around, or maybe her mother didn't like her father and saying all this bullshit, and now she's grown up and she's dating? Do you think she puts more pressure on black men because she doesn't want the black man to be like her father versus white women tend to marry people like their father? I hope I didn't confuse anybody. But I say I'm giving black women a pass because men are not taking responsibility and trying to keep the family, I'm talking African-American men, keep the family unit together. And even if they can't keep the family unit together, at least be part of the kid's life. And I think that's what's missing too. Like, black men tend to not even want to be part of the kid's life. And I think that puts
I got to say one thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit that goes into that. There's a lot of shit that goes into that. Influences, music, what they see in TV, what they see in their environment. They see all these dudes in their environment walking around with multiple women, so it just becomes a chain reaction. It comes a time where responsibility has to be acknowledged. Like, you got to take responsibility for your things. You got to start teaching these kids the responsibilities. I'm going to be honest with you. I have never had that sex talk with my parents. Never. I'm 27 years old. Like, think about that. Like, educate.
What kind of sex talk
do
you want?
Things.
You're 20. You're 27. I mean, what kind of sex talk? I hear what you're saying. Maybe the responsibility of having sex and the understanding of having sex, not just the physical aspect of it, but the responsibility that goes around with it. And that we're not getting that talk because we're about protecting yourself and all that kind of. Yeah, we're not getting that talk as children. We get this peer pressure of hit it and quit it, and how many hoes or babes that you can bang, you get the trophy, a participation trophy. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but we know what's right and wrong, Mr. Barry. You know, as of 17, how to treat a woman. You know how to treat a woman. And so we cannot use excuses like, well, we didn't get to talk or we didn't have family counseling.
Here's the thing. I was raised around, my parents have been together for 30 plus years, different environment.
Right.
My dad's always respected, my dad's never disrespected my mother in front of me, or at all that I know. So that's what I'm saying, it depends on the environment. My dad taught me different, leading somebody else. So.
Well, you had the point there, you had a father in your life. And we got too many African American men who are forsaking their responsibilities. I understand that you don't want to be with the woman, but you still have the responsibility of the kid. He didn't ask for that. You got to be part of that kid's life. And I think we have a problem with that. And ladies, I have to be on the men's side when you say, well, you're no good and you're this and you're that and you belittle this and you ain't nothing without me and you'll be nothing either and you're ugly and your penis is small. You got a small dick. You know, and now you have three children by this guy. you got to start saying bad choices, man, or good choices. And sometimes you have to blame yourself, knowing that when you go to bed with somebody and you got to look at that guy who's on your, popping your belly, and you got to look at him and say, dude, is this a father figure that I want if I got pregnant? Because possibility, you're not wearing a condom. And I don't know what the reason is. I don't know if you're thinking you want to get out of the house and you go on welfare, or that that guy has money and you're going to use the pregnancy as a lottery ticket. I don't know. But you're not – so when I hear that it's a bad relationship and this guy's no good and you got all this stuff going on, why are you still with him, and why are you having another baby by him? Don't you have some responsibility in our African community? And that's what Lisa said, and I agree 100%. We got to quit putting the blame
also
on the men and start making better decisions. Yes, Mr. Berry.
Also, they also need to realize that babies don't save relationships. Babies do not save relationships. Don't have a kid thinking it's going to save your relationship and keep somebody around.
Right.
Because it's not.
Right. Right. Now, I know a lot of women try to have my baby. Oh, my God, the horror stories that I can tell you, that they would try to use their muscles to take the condom off. Trust me, it happens. Men, it happens. 1 minute it's on there, next minute it's like, damn, those Kegel muscles really work. Next thing you know, the condom's just hanging out. I have heard stories about women getting condoms, and when the guy leaves, you know, empty the condoms inside of her so she can become pregnant. There's so many things. So women, and more women coming out being lesbians, just want to have a baby. They're just having their lesbian lover just pick a guy and just going to bed with them because they can't afford this vitro insemination or whatever. It's a hard thing out there, you know. But people got to make choices. Nobody's telling that guy not to wear a rubber. Nobody is telling that guy, that it could break and this could be the mother and change your life forever and you're never going to go to college because now you have a kid and you have to pay child support for the rest of your life and you're 18.
Also, they never tell them that, like, yeah, it may not feel good with a condom, but neither does child support for 18 years. Neither does the pain of having to raise a child and not being able to accomplish your dreams.
Right. And men are so stupid. I get this, too. And I get this. I'll hear from every man. Why didn't you wear a condom? Oh, man. I mean, I was with her. Hey, dog, I was with her. And she goes, I'm allergic to lambskin. I'm allergic to condoms and everything. And I like to feel it. I like the real thing. I hear that story so many times. I like to feel the real thing. And the men are so stupid going, yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Well, they got buttholes for
just
a reason.
they're just happy to be there. All right, I know the ladies are quiet because they don't.
They got stuff for anal lube. I mean, they got all that stuff. So, hey, y'all better figure something else out. A girl told me she was allergic to condoms.
Right.
A girl told me she was allergic to condoms. Man, I must have looked at her like I saw a ghost. I was like, oh.
Yeah. There's one girl told
me
this.
You're allergic to condoms. First off, if you say you're allergic to condoms, that means you probably aren't. You're having unprotected sex. Lord knows how many guys you're telling this to.
Right.
I'm not.
Right.
I don't know. No.
I had this one girl tell me, seriously, I'm allergic. I like to feel the real thing, and the rubbers kind of irritate my skin. I said, cool. And she goes, are you going to do it? I go, well, I was going to eat your pussy, but my tongue's allergic to pussy. Yeah, you know, you can't do it. And she got mad at me. What the fuck is that? I go, I can't help it. You know what I mean? I was going to eat you, but, you know, my tongue's a little allergic to that. You know what I'm saying? What can you do? You just got to be careful. Here we go, the transition, Mr. Berry and King. I haven't heard from King in a while, and King's right here. King, are you still here? King is probably denying that he knows us. You know what? I just came on this show, and who are the hell are these people? You know, I don't know. I have a lot of politics I want to talk, but I'm reading my room here, and they're not interested in politics. King is not interested in politics. Mr. Barry's not interested in politics. Miss Lisa, for damn sure, is tired of politics. So that tells me, and there's like three or four people in here, that tells me I should not do the politics. But, you know, let me tell you about this, and it'll be a short show. I don't like to spend a lot of money. So I wanted to see Fast and Furious, Fast and Furious 9. So it came out, and then I have this on-demand thing, and I looked at it, and I said, okay, it's in the theaters. And it was going to cost me $19.55 to watch the motherfucker on-demand, because it was a new movie. Really wanted to see, they call it Fast and Furious 9. So I waited to see it. Okay, it came out on Redbox. I said, okay, $1.50, why not? It's the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I watched that movie, and it's one of these things. You ever watch a movie, and you say, what the fuck did I just see? It is the worst piece. You ever see these actors that just walk through the movie? You know who's doing it now? Bruce Willis. If you go to Redbox, and you'll see a lot of Bruce Willis movies that just went to video. And they used to call it back in the day, go to video. He's making these shitty-ass movies that don't make sense just to get the paycheck. I understand that. But I'm saying if anybody wants to see Fast and Furious 9, do not go and see that movie. Do not see it. I repeat, it's the worst piece of shit you ever would see. 323, you're live on the air. I think this might be Joe. 323, you're live on the air. Okay. I'm going to leave your mic open anyway. So that's my review on Fast and Furious. And again, we're talking about COVID. We're talking about, I know, Joe, I could hear you trying to come in, but it's not working. I hear a little choppy stuff. If you want to call back, that would be cool. You're trying. Nope, you're choppy, buddy. It's not coming through. Not coming through. I barely even hear a word before it cuts off, buddy. Hopefully Joe will call back in. Here's the latest thing, and the only reason I'll read it is because it has to do with sex. There are certain people I see on TV that I just want to kick in the face. One of them is Trump's friend, Corey Lewandowski. Hate him with a passion. Racist motherfucker. Everything seemed to be okay. He's disappearing. He's in the news because somebody alleged he made unwanted sexual advances towards a donor. Now, I don't know what that means. What is unwanted sexual advance? What does that mean? Does it mean smiling, hugging, kiss on the cheek? I don't even know what that means anymore. So apparently the lady's name is Pam Bondi, and that name's familiar. She's a very talented and honorable former AG of Florida. AG, Attorney General, I'm assuming. And she has her complete faith in the MAGA action, M-A-G-A, the Trump stuff. So Corey, who works with the Trump administration, decides to talk to her on the other endeavors, and we very much want to thank him for his service. He would no longer be associated. Trump is not loyal to no one. Trump will throw you on a bus, and he will run over your ass if it gets even close to him. If the stink gets close to Trump, he will drop. He doesn't care who it is. He doesn't care if it's Melania. He would distance himself from her. So these are allegations, and the Trump administration don't like it. So they decide to get ahead of it, and they say this. So they wrote him a letter. Corey Lewandowski will be going on to other endeavors, and we very much want to thank him for his service. He will no longer be associated with the Trump world. That's from a Trump spokesman. Now, Corey was so loyal to Trump that Trump didn't need toilet paper. He had his tongue up Trump's butt and wiping his butt so many times. But they let him go. And they were, because now, why did they let him go? Because the allegations, you know, there's always a red flag for me. They must know something that's going to come out in the news that this guy cannot deny. Now, here's another thing. This is a big donor. Is Trump going to lose this money because of this asshole? You know, Trump's a businessman. You did something stupid. We're not going to lose a donor. We're throwing your ass on the bus. But I still want to know, what was the allegations? It said that Corey made unwanted sexual advances at a Las Vegas charity on September. The accusations and rumors appear to be morphing by the minute, and we will not dignify them with a further response, said a Las Vegas attorney. We're not going to dignify this. Also on Wednesday, the conservative website American Greatness reported sources who claim South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is having an extramarital affair with her informal advisor, Lindowski. He's all over the place. His little MAGA penis is all over the place. What's going on with the Republican Party? What's happening to them? I just want to really find out. They're not getting... Well, here's the governor. The governor says, these rumors are total garbage and a disgusting lie. These old, tired attacks on conservative women are based on falsehoods, that we can't achieve anything without a man's help. I love Byron. I'm proud of the God-fearing family we raised together. Now I'm getting back to work. Yeah, shut up. The Republican Party has died. We got a cult. They are now a cult figure, and you got the mental illness, cult leader called Trump leading this party. Hello, Joe.
Oh, you mean you.
Finally get to hear you. Huh?
Hello, Joe.
Well, now we got it back. We got a
huge
backbeat. I am
Mr. Sunshine. I'm here to...
Go ahead.
Oh, you're kidding. Because you sound good. Now you can't hear me well? Hmm.
You know, when I don't talk, Joe, you sound great.
Really?
So I'm not going to talk. You know, when I yeah, Joe, I'm not going to talk, buddy. Go ahead.
I am Mr. Sunshine. I thought I'd bring in some sunshine into your show since you're talking get old Trump again. Trump's been out of office for about 15 fucking years, and you still can't get him off your mind. Jesus.
What do you mean 15 years? Man. He's only been out of office for a year. What are you talking about?
It's going to be 15 years and 15 years. You still have the show. We'll have the Jetsons flying around in the air. We'll have the atomic submarines for every household. And you'll be talking about Trump back in 2016. Jesus.
I don't want to talk about him, to be honest with you, Joe. I mean, I'm watching these news, just to be honest with you. And I quit talking about politics in the last 3 or 4 weeks because I'm bored with it. You know, I'm tired of the accusations about Trump. I really am, because I'll tell you, I'm tired of it. I already know he's a bad guy. What more you want to tell me? And I'm tired of it. Either put the handcuffs on him or shut the fuck up. I mean, that's just basically how I feel. Put the handcuffs on him or shut up. I'm tired of hearing what a bad guy he is. I know he's a bad guy. Okay, I know that he's a nutcase. I know blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do about it? Put the handcuffs on him or leave him alone? That's how I feel, Joe. That's how I feel.
Oh, well, okay. So that means you're not going to talk about Trump anymore, then you're going to disappoint Stanley.
Oh, Stanley doesn't want to talk about Trump. Are you fucking kidding me? Stanley came in and goes, I don't want to hear about it. Trump's not in office anymore. We've got to quit talking about Trump. Well, let's move on. I mean, that's Stanley's take on it. He doesn't want to talk about it no more.
I want to find out Stanley's opinion about one thing with regards to Trump. Because, you know, he and I were Trump supporters. But I wanted to find out Stanley's opinion about Trump supporting the vaccine. That'd be interesting.
He's against it. This mandate for people being vaccinated. He's against that.
Well, I am too, but I want to know his opinion about what he thinks about Trump being in support of the vaccine.
Oh yeah. And how about not only Trump? How about the Pope? How about the Pope who came out and said?
The Pope. The Pope's the best communist that ever fucking walked the earth.
Oh, Jesus, they're not going to. You can't say he's a communist. They don't believe in God.
Why not?
The communists don't believe in God.
I know. That's why he's a communist.
Jesus. You're great for the ratings, my friend. There goes another group that I'm trying to get.
Oh,
all right, bye, religious
people. The Catholics. Okay,
yeah, the Catholics.
Yeah. The Catholics are more pissed off at him than anybody else.
I know they are. They are getting really pissed off. But, you know, we were talking about, Joe, one of your favorite subjects, you came in late. And Mr. Barry was really good, and Miss Lisa's very good. Latia won't talk to us.
Who's
Latia? We were talking about Latia. She's in the show. You remember Latia with a beautiful voice? She's 22, 23 years old. She's on the show before. She's very. She knows you, Joe.
I don't know. Okay. I'll probably
well, anyway,
know when she came back.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
We're talking about women, and because I know this is one of your favorite subjects. And when women are complaining that they're going to bed with a guy and the guy's a loser, okay, let's just put it, let's wrap it up. And he's and then they talk bad about him, and he's a fucking loser. Maybe they have two or three babies by this fucking loser. My question
yeah,
is,
he's such a loser. I have two or three babies.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well. Okay, I understand, and I have this thing with me. If I know somebody's a moron, that's a moron. I'm not taking advice from a moron. So if I knew, if I'm lame, I have my legs open, and I'm looking at this guy, and I know that he's no good. I know that blah, blah, blah. You're just there for the dick. You're just there for the dick. I understand. You're there for the dick. But you know, and if I knew that I had a chance to get pregnant, I'm going to make sure he covers that dick, or I'm going to have some kind of birth control. I don't understand why women are taking that roulette chance and say they could get pregnant or they could not just because they want the dick. And when they do get pregnant, then they get mad at the guy and saying he's no good, he's this and this and this. Shouldn't you make better choices? Maybe it's, you know, okay, and you pick the guy who's an idiot. Is it his fault? You know he's an idiot, but yet you decide to lay down with him. Who's at fault here?
I wish the chicks were on the line, because I'm going to tell them right now. It's your fault, you stupid bitches. If you know the guy's a fucking loser, a moron, all you got to do is tell him to cover it up. Put on a fucking rubber. If he doesn't put on a rubber, that's your fault. You know you can get pregnant. You got pregnant by a jackass. You should take responsibility. However, the law puts it on the man, which it shouldn't be, all right? Because she has the veto power. It's her legs. It's her pussy. She knows she can get pregnant, but she got pregnant anyway by a loser, all right? So I say good for her. Hope she suffers, stupid bitch.
And, you know, and it's funny, when I see women brag on Facebook, now help me, Lisa, help me, Latia, help me, Joe, I mean, help me, King. When I see women post these things about men are stupid and they break your heart and they do this and they break this, a good man will never break your heart, a good man will always be there when you need him. And it's like, what? What about you? What about you stepping up and you making better choices? Because you are going to bed with a bad guy. And you got to start taking responsibility, because there's a lot of good men out there. There's millions of African-American men who are educated, corporate-minded. Go to a university. There's millions of African-American men in universities. But they're not on Facebook and saying their hearts are being broken and this and this and this, because they're making good choices. So when I look at a woman complaining about, and my man didn't do this, and my man didn't do this, and he did this, and he doesn't visit my baby, and I have to go, you know, he's not giving me no child support. You're right. He's not, and he's not a good guy. But you picked him. You picked him. So you should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed to even say that. For who?
Yeah.
Effect on you and your choices. Go ahead, Joe.
She knew it. I mean, if she knew that the guy was losing out, the guy was a lying scumbag, that's a different story. I knew a guy like that in college. He did this to a chick. The chick wouldn't give it up. So we maneuvered her, manipulated her, and lied to her. And after about a month or so, had her believing that he was in love with her. He asked her to marry her. So she became so enthralled. She's the fiance. She's going to marry somebody. After he gets the pussy, 2 weeks later, he breaks up with her. And he's not even ashamed, you know, to let people know. All you wanted was the pussy. He said, you got to do what you got to do. So I never talked to him after that because even in college, I thought that men like that or women like that were pretty much scumbags, and they weren't worth, talking to.
Well, men are stupid. Yeah, same thing with I had a trick with women. See, when I was high school and all this stuff, I had dreams of going to, which I did do, I went to college, but I had dreams of going to college and play pro. That's my dream. So when I went to bed with somebody, I wanted to, and I knew that if I got her pregnant, all those dreams go away.
Yep, it would. That's right.
Back in those days, I'd be working, pumping gas and checking your oil. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. So the trick that I used to do, we go in there, and, oh, Brian, I go, oh, yeah, you, whatever your name is, you'll tell me later, but right now I'm not really concerned about it. You know, and that's how I used to talk to you. Shut up. But anyway, I did a trick. And the trick is you get them all sexed up and everything, and if they let me, I want to unbuckle my pants and pretend I'm ready to go in, right? And if they don't stop me or if they don't ask me do I have a condom, I am completely out of there because in my mind she's irresponsible, number one. My mind, she wants to get pregnant, number two. My mind is she just don't give a fuck, number three, so therefore I'm going to get diseases from her. And I'm out. That was my trick. If I had a woman to say, you know what, do you have protection? I'm with her because it tells me, one, she's responsible. Two, I'm not the kind of guy that she wants to have a baby with, and I can give her credit for that. But three, she cares about her health. I'm down. But if I find somebody, go, I just like the feel of it, and the condoms make me allergic, and, oh, come on, just pull out, and you won't have a baby. I'm thinking she's been this. I'm not the first rodeo clown to ride this bronco. I'm out.
No.
And that's the trick. That's the trick I used to do to see if how responsible are they. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. And that's why there's no kids running around from me because it's like, not going to do it. I'm not falling into the pussy trap. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not going to. Oh, I always hear it too. I want a baby that has green eyes. Well, go get your guys. Go get your baby contacts. Yeah, but you got real green eyes. Yeah, I do. I want my baby to have them. I don't give a fuck what you want your baby. I don't know your baby. You don't even have a baby. You're not going to get one from me. Shut the fuck. You know what I mean? I have no patience. I had no patience for foreplay banter. Had no patience.
No, I guess not.
No, I really did. Because in my mind, even as a high schooler goes to college, I have my mind is like, if you're wasting my time, I'll give a woman, I swear, I'll give her an hour. And sometimes I even have my watch that I would time it. If she doesn't catch my interest in an hour, I'm out because in my mind I'm thinking there are so many women out there that are just waiting for me that I could connect with, and I'm wasting my time on her. So I'm quick to leave and say, you know what? And it's like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Damn, I still could get to the club at 10 because there's somebody out there waiting for me that you know, thinks the way I do, and I'm not wasting time on, you know, we're not even going to have this. I told you this one, and it still gets to me, and I told this story million times on the radio, and it still bothers me today. It bothers me today. 24-year-old Brian. I told this story that my friend says, you know, he wanted to do a blind date. He really wanted to really fuck this girl, but this other woman, her girlfriend hung around with her. He goes, Brian, come on, can you do me a favor? It's a blind date. I go, I don't go on blind dates. He goes, please do me a favor. You know, it's a friend. I go, what am I going to? He goes, you're going to get some pussy. I don't want no pussy, especially a blind pussy. I want the pussy to see me. He goes, come on, man. Okay, fine. So I go on the blind date. I go, tell me about the girl. First thing he says, swear to God, well, she's loud. I go, what do I want a loud bitch for? And she could carry a conversation. I go, okay, all right, I know what you're doing. You're going to owe me. It's my friend. I told this story. I go to the house. This woman was 458 pounds, if not a pound more. And she had 458 pounds of attitude that she should not have. Should not have. I had my brand new car. I'm not lying. And when she got in, it hit the curb. It hit the fucking, the door hit the curb, bent my door, and this thing came, I'm up there going, and she had to, I go, oh my God, and she had the nerve to look at me going, you got to get a better car. I go, really? This is how the date was started off. And as I leave the house, I'm seeing five kids looking at me like, is that my new daddy? I go, you better turn around, kids. I swear to you, this is a blind date. I could not wait to get home. As soon as I started the engine, I just turned the key ready to go. The complaining started right there. It's like starting the engine. I got my seatbelt. And she goes, did you eat? I go, no, I didn't eat. Oh, are we going to go out and eat? Because I haven't eaten all day. I swear to God, I am not exaggerating on this date. I go, well, I was going to take you out. I'm going to take you out to a restaurant. Well, I didn't have time to wait in no restaurant. Let's go to McDonald's. And there was a McDonald's around the corner. I swear to God. And I'm looking at her. I swear to God, I am not exaggerating.
You lying.
I swear, ain't no woman hand to God. Hand to God. I am not exaggerating.
Now, what woman
Lisa,
is going to turn down a restaurant to go to McDonald's? For real?
No, she was, no, wait, you got to understand. I picked her up at 8, and she said she hasn't eaten anything all day. She's not waiting to go to no restaurant. She wanted something now, you know, like a snack or something. And I said, okay, I swear to God. So we pulled in. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding. I don't know if this ever happened to the rest of the guys, but this happened to me. So they go, can I have your order now? I go, would you like to order? I have three Big Macs, two small fries, four shakes. I mean, listen, I'm not kidding you because I figured out what she was going to.
No.
I knew what she was doing because if you listen to the story, it'll make sense.
Okay. All right.
Three apple pies, that kind of thing. Okay. Now that bill ran up to 30. What she was doing is taking food home to the kids. That's what she was doing.
Mm. Well,
you know,
okay.
that's what she was ordering for. Huh? Seriously.
I swear to God, she was ordering for her children.
She was ordering food for her, but also for the kids at home, that she was going to take a doggy bag to the kids.
Mm.
And I knew that what she was doing. So she ordered this shit. And I didn't, at that time, I had enough. I mean, I was a struggling actor. I had maybe $50 on me. And so she ordered this food. And I go to the guy, how much is that? He goes, $38. I go, $38? And he goes, what would you like, sir? And I said, I swear to God, a cup of tea? So I ordered a cup of tea because I'm adding this up in my head. She looked at me. I swear. She looked at me. I couldn't afford anything else. She ordered like three or four hamburgers and everything. I had enough. You know, I had enough, and I got a coupon ready just in case. I was a struggling actor. I didn't have that much money. And my door's all bented up.
You use the coupon.
You know what? I'm looking at this 465-pound, if not more than a pound, woman in my car. And I ordered the tea. I swear to God, I could not write this shit. So she hears me. Now, the speaker's on in McDonald's. You know they have the speaker on. You know, you could hear people in the car inside McDonald's. So she looked at me. She goes, "Oh, ain't you going to eat?" I go, "I'll eat later." "Oh, you just don't have no money, do you?" I go, "I have money." "Well, how come you..." I swear to God. Now, people in McDonald's are hearing this conversation because I'm still by the squawk box. And I never heard a group of people laugh at me as I passed by the drive-thru. I just never heard complete laughter in my life that I was so humiliated. "Well, why don't you order something if you got money?" I said, "I don't want to order anything. I just want tea." "Well, you should order something. If you don't have any money, why don't you even come out here for a date?" I go, "I got money. You got your food." I go, let's just eat. And I swear to God, this is what she said. "Hand to God. Well, you know after this, you ain't getting no sex." I swear to God, she said that to me. I looked at her. She just said, "Don't expect no sex." I looked at this motherfucker. I go, "What?" I go, "That's the last thing that I am even thinking about. I'm taking your ass home after we get this." Now, we're fighting, and people in McDonald's, you can hear the laughter. You can hear the hysterical laughter in that restaurant. We get the food. She goes, "Where are we going now?" I go, "I'm taking your ass home." "Oh, you're going to take my ass home. It's going to be like that." I go, "Yeah, it's going to be like that. I'm done. I am not going to go out with you." "Well, I didn't want to go out with you either. You're not my type. And I wouldn't even go out with you I just did it as a favor." I go, "You better get your fat ass out of my car." She got out of her car, boom, hit my door again. I go, "My door." It's all banged up. And that big ass is just walking to the driveway. And I remember these kids coming to them, "Mama." And she started handing them their hamburger. "Here you go, boy. Here you." And I just said, "Look at this shit. Look at this shit. I just fed a family of five." That was it. That was the worst date I ever had. Except for the blind girl when I moved her furniture because I thought she was faking it. But other than that, that was the worst date I had. That's what it was, Lisa. Women. Women. I know I quieted down. But I'm just saying that men, you just have to really... Now, you just have to make better choices than the people you date and who you're going out with and quit blaming them and quit saying that morons or hoes represent women and men in this world. And quit going on Facebook saying, you know, with these little poems about if a man really loves you, he would always be there for you. Shit. I mean, it makes you look pathetic when I see these things on Facebook. Am I right, Lisa? Am I right? I see these things all the time. If a man really loves you, he would stay with you behind you no matter what. And I see them all the time. It's like, you look pathetic. No wonder, because no man who has anything going for him is going to go out with you with no that low self-esteem that you have for yourself. That's the only guy you can get is that fucked up guy.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree a little bit.
Really? Oh, you will agree
with me. Yeah, really.
Me.
Just a little bit.
I'll not spank you till you agree with me. Look, you know, Lisa, you and I go out, you will have a great time. Because you already know what to expect. It's like, "Oh, I'm going out with Brian."
Oh, yeah?
You know what? Well, no, you don't, because I have no idea where I'm going to. But wherever I take you is going to be fun. You know what I'm saying? You know what I would do? I would take you to how's this, Lisa? I would take you to the beach, moonlight beach, and then you see the moonlight. We're on the beach. You can hear the waves in the moonlight. And then I would dig a hole and bury you until your neck up, and then you can give me oral sex.
Oh, my gosh, Brian.
Just the thought. Can you imagine, Barry? Can you imagine?
I thought I'd jump in when you guys got tired of talking about sex, but, I mean...
But wouldn't it be cool that, you know, when people say that they bury you in the sand on the beach and then you just bury them with the neck up and it's just their neck up and everything and then you can just have oral sex with them? I mean, is this serial killer shit, or is it just a nice fantasy that most men can't?
No. No.
All right, I'm not taking you out again.
I was. No, don't take me out.
No.
Oh, come on.
I would be like, what do you got on your brain to do? Because I learned the hard way. Never leave a man to his own thoughts, because he could be thinking one thing and you're thinking another.
That.
I hope you're sitting here thinking that we're going to go out to eat and we're going to go to a movie and then probably go walk the beach or something. And you're thinking, oh, no, we're going to go over here to this abandoned building over here and get down, like, on this hard wood floor that's not carpeted just yet and get some sun. And I'm like, that is not what
no,
I had in mind.
Oh, Miss Lee, let me tell you the date I would have with you. Here's a date that I would have, a real date with you, okay? First of all, I would rent a car. I would rent a car just to impress you. You know what I mean? Just in case the date goes wrong, that you don't get my license plate number and haunt me and try to kill me later. I know me. I know. You're not getting my license plate, lady.
Look, that's why I went home.
Because I already know what's going to happen. No, you know, I would pick you up. I would call you first, and I said, Miss Lisa, I am on my way. So give you time to perfume shit, you know what I mean? Put baby powder in places and, you know, spray your hoochie with perfume and stuff. You know what I mean? Get ready. You look like a king. You know what I mean?
Not the baby powder. Go ahead.
Yeah. Then I would come there, and I would say, and I would dress really good, Miss Lisa. You want to know how I'm going to be dressed? Black slacks. I would have like a tie, and I would have like a vest on and a white shirt. How's that? You know what I mean?
You can get it. You can get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I will. And I have a cane. Like Daddy Cane. You know, I would pick you up, and I said, "Hey, Miss Lisa, let's go." And then we go, and you're gonna go, "Where are we going, Ryan?" I go, "I got a surprise for you." And I would take you to a restaurant that has a dinner theater, so you can eat and you can watch a play at the same time. How's that? Or I would take you to the Comedy Store, because I know you like to laugh. We go to the Comedy Store. How's that?
What? No McDonald's?
No McDonald's for you. No McDonald's for you. No. You are getting Olive Garden. You're the kind of you're the Olive Garden. You're the Olive Garden kind of girl. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You got that nice. You have the nice figure and everything, and you like to eat healthy. You like to Have you ever been to Olive Garden?
A few times.
Yeah. Or, you know what else? We have a thing called the Cheesecake Factory. Do you guys have a Cheesecake Factory where you guys are?
I remember that from Louisiana.
Oh, beautiful.
I remember the Cheesecake Factory in Louisiana.
Beautiful. After that,
it was nice.
Yeah, and depend on where you are. Because what state you're in? I don't know if you're in Florida, Louisiana,
right,
Virginia?
You never know with me. Look, you can't hunt me down. You never know. Right now, South Carolina.
Okay, South Carolina. And in South Carolina, what I would do is we would go to the park, and you know, with a thing, and I would look in your eyes and say, tell me about yourself. And then you would just say, well, you already know about me. I'm on a radio show. Pooh, I told you everything I need to know. Why are we waste my time with this? You got nothing else to say. I go, damn. Where's King? Is King coming here? What happened to Amari? You promised me Amari. Oh, my God. So, anyway, that's the news. I have nothing else left. I usually have stories that I will tell before I leave. Unless you guys want to talk about something before I leave. I don't know if Joe's asleep yet. King's here. Unless you guys have some stories, the show is basically over. I know, huh? I know. Let me see. The Senate hearing looks at Facebook effort to attract young users. They're going after Facebook. You know, it's hard for me to talk about billionaires. It's hard for me to feel sorry for Zuckerberg when he's a multi-billionaire. And he's crying. They're coming after me. You're a multi-billionaire, you motherfucker. Really? You're crying about that? Shut the fuck up. It's hard for me to feel sorry for people. But, you know, help me out. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why these people care about Britney Spears. I don't – what is it in – what is it – what's it for – what are they – what is it in – what do they have that – I can care less if Britney Spears' father decides to lock her up forever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a huge movement to free her. Why? I mean, it's not like
what?
She's going to give
is
you
she
any
locked
money.
Up or something?
Well,
is she in jail?
There's room – well, her father deemed her crazy, so he took over control of all of her finances and everything. She got an attorney so she can go to get him released from being full control over her finances. So people are having a hard time saying, let Britney Spears go. Free Britney. Because her father won't let her. Yeah, this is what people are upset about. So I can care less.
She's not a minor. I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. People just lost their mind. There's a lot of good things happening. It was interesting. Does this matter? Again, I don't want to talk about politics because you guys don't even care. So anyway, you guys remember what happened January 6th, so, you know, the coup taking over the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
So when you watched the Olympics, there was an Olympic swimmer. Her name was Kelly Keller or something, and I was rooting for her. Well, she just pleaded guilty about breaking in the Capitol January 6th, and she was wearing her Olympic jacket when she broke in. So she was just found guilty. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have rooted for her. The only thing left that I have to say is who's gay, who's not, but who gives a fuck, right? I mean, is that really an issue anymore?
Right.
Who
cares about that?
Right. Let me ask you something, Lisa. This is a legitimate question. If you had a man that could not perform in bed, you know what I mean? And Latia, you too. I think she's still here. If you have a man that can't perform in bed, and he can take a medication that will give him an erection, a huge-ass erection, right? But you and his erection is very powerful, very playful. You love it to death. You love his erection more than the guy. But you found out that the medication that he's taking, he could have a heart attack or his liver could explode and die.
But without him taking
that medication, now that's a possibility. It's like a 5% possibility, but it's not a, you know, they said it could happen to some people, but it could not. Most people have a good time with it.
Mm-hmm.
And without this erection or without this medication, he's going to have a zero erection. What do you do? Do you encourage him to take it? Do you encourage him to take it and cross your fingers and hopefully the food don't die?
Nope. I just trade him in for a younger mom. Ain't that what men do?
No, but come on. Younger model.
What?
Come on, you're in love with the guy.
Why
he's
not?
You're in love with the guy.
What does love have to do with it?
What does love have to do
with
it? I'm going for the younger
erection. You're talking about my recreation here. This got up going, my heart going. So I'm going to have to turn him in for a young model. I can't do nothing with that. Well, okay, I love him, so he and I going to have an understanding. Yeah, I'll keep you around, but I still got to have a young model somewhere. I mean...
Wow.
I won't bring him home or nothing like that, but you have to have a good understanding.
I'll just do him in the car in the driveway and sit his ass home. Do him by the pool.
Look,
wow, Miss Lisa.
He's going to have to put in some work some kind of way, though. You can't just be sitting up at home doing nothing. You got to do something.
Yeah, but what happens if he has medication? But if he's on medication and you can't, he can't perform, but he's kind of sickly and you love him, what do you do? Do you just do without?
Oh, we ain't even together. Talking about somebody else's man. I can't.
You got to be healthy. If you have a call, Miss Lisa's back to already packing her bags.
Yeah, we just together. We not married or nothing like that. Oh, no.
Wow.
You're going to have to work
out.
You have to go.
Wow. You think most women feel that way? You know what? It's good to talk to you. You know, when most women, you know, they're married, you know, here's the problem, that they marry these guys older, you know, like, you know, they married them for money.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so that guy now is 60 or whatever. He has problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think most women will most women cheat because they want that dick, that erection? They need that pleasure. They need that. Is sex that important to a woman that she would actually leave or cheat for sex?
Men do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you say something that men doing it for centuries. Why not?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
women don't say it. They usually say it to their girlfriends.
But a woman can't. A man can do it, but a woman can't. Is that how it goes?
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say you got a toy. You know, she has a toy. Can a toy replace a man for a while?
Nope.
And why?
That's why I'm not lesbian. I can't do it. I can't. If it's not real, I can't feel. No. If it's cold, no.
The only rubber you want around your life is he's putting it on his dick.
Look,
really?
And batteries only last for so long. So, I mean, if he's not capable of performing his duties as a man with me, then I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there and baby you when you wouldn't baby me. Okay,
right.
I'm having problems because, you know, women have issues all the time. We are always, ones that have monthlies every month, you know, always having mood swings, got this problem, got that problem, got a headache, da da da. Us women, we always, you know, going through stuff. So if you can't go through with me, why do you expect me to go through with you?
Well, could,
so
you know,
you
my
can't
girlfriend.
Give me,
right.
Huh?
Right. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I said, well, if you can't give me what I'm looking for you to get, I'm all for the, you give me what I give you kind of thing. It's a give and take situation. If you can't work with me, I can't work with you. Period.
Well, let me give you a scenario. Let me give you a scenario because I'm looking at the time. This is a real scenario. Let's just see how you would react. Let's say you and I are together, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Mr. You lucky woman, you. But let's just say we are. Yeah, you're so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure that you print that on Facebook once a week. It's in your contract. Anyway, let's just say you and I are involved. Right? And then, you know, you said, ooh, you're like a superhero. You're Mr. Magic Man. That's right, baby. They call me Black Magic. Ooh, hoo-hoo. Magic me up. You know, I'm really good, right? And then you see my bank account and you're going, ooh, you're possible marriage material. Okay? Let's just say that. I go, uh-huh. All right.
You got a good bank account.
Right. I said, you know, I got a big bank account, but I said to you, hey, you know, Miss Lisa, you go, yeah, you know, why don't we do a little couple thing? You go, what do you mean couple thing? You know what I mean? I got a friend over there, and he wants to be with you, and I could be with this other girl. I mean, we just make it once a night and everything. I still love you. You know what I'm trying to say? Would you go for it? Now, the guys,
swinger thing.
Yeah.
Thing,
if you want to call it that,
okay.
I just call it couples having dinner. But yes, the swingers thing.
The swingers thing.
Now, would you do it?
I'm
would you do it as my faithful woman?
No.
All right. Well, let's try this again. Hey, let's try this again. Miss Lisa, you go, yeah, Brian, you know, we're good. Amari's in town for a little bit, and I don't mind if you – hello, where are you at, Miss Lisa? Miss Lisa, where are you going out? Where are you going?
Hello.
Oh, damn. I'll call you later.
Oh, God. Everything went out the window then.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, the rules are gone. You know, I
but I love
it's
you.
Like, yeah, I love you. I love you. See you later. You'll be coming out. You will go out the door.
I'll be back.
You'll be going out the door. Amare. Oh. 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 Da, 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 da. Oh. 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 Oh.
If this man knew what we were saying about him, it's recorded. He'll probably hear about it later on. Like, oh, my God.
He would be smiling.
It's all Brian's fault.
He would be smiling. And he would know it. He would know it.
Oh, yes.
He would know it. He would protect you. Going, I'm sorry that you had
to. He's always encouraging me.
Yeah. He would know, and he would protect. Oh, I'm sorry you had to go through this. You know, I don't know what to do with him. And you go, yeah, I just don't know, and everything. Let's just go into a hotel room, and let me discuss what he wanted me to do to you. But
yeah, and you can show me your underwear. You can show me your underwear. I won't tell. I just want $5,000-$10,000. I won't tell. I wouldn't do that. Because
I know you would.
I wouldn't bribe them. Matter of fact, I'm just not that type of girl. If I can't get what I want, he would tell me.
No. See, you're thinking he's such a nice guy. He would come back and go, you remember this, Lisa? I go, yeah. He goes, she tastes good. I go, what? What?
Don't lie. Lying.
Yes, he would. Oh, come on. Don't believe what you see in the movie. Somebody wrote that script for him. Somebody wrote those words.
You know what? That's why I would not want to be involved with an actor. Because you never know when they're playing with you, when they're acting with you, unless you really, really was with them before, you know, they got into their gig. I'm like, I hate it. I would hate it if somebody, if an actor started.
Let's face it, we're all acting. And the first date, nobody's who they really are. And that's why you fall in love with them, and that's why you leave them when you find out who they really are. Everybody's acting
really
on the first date. We're laughing at your stupid jokes that are not funny, but we tend to laugh louder if we like you. We're all acting, and we act like we're interested in what you want to do in your life. So what do you want to do? Well, I want to be an artist, and all we hear is blah 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 blah. Let's get to the pussy part. I mean, we're all actors on a first date. Right, King?
Basically.
Yeah, basically. We're busy dropping a fork underneath the table to see your short, you know, the dress that you're wearing, and hopefully your legs are open up a little bit and we can see inside before we go take you home. There's stuff that we do.
I know we're done. You're not going to see nothing. My skin is flapping right upside. I'm getting rashes in between my legs. That's how bad I am.
Okay. Hey, look, between your legs are rashes. It's like, okay, time for you to go. I can see it now. I go to King's house. He goes, how come you got a rash on your face? Well, Miss Lisa broke out.
You got chased.
Oh, shit.
That darn baby powder.
But, yeah, baby. Well, I'm going to leave now unless Mr. King, Mr. King has something to say. Mr. King, you have anything you'd like to say?
No. I'm just here listening. That's about it.
Okay. Now, I want to thank Mr. Barry for coming in. He seemed a little upset. I'm going to have to talk to that man. I want to thank Mr. Barry. He has, that man has a story. That man has a story to tell. I could see me, King, and Columbus Barry smoking a cigar at a lounge, and I could just listen to Barry all night. I could listen to him all night. Oh.
Interesting.
Right. He's an interesting guy. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to give a shout out to Hadid. I want to give a shout out to Hadid, and I want to give a shout out to Mr. Neil, Big Neil. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Big Neil for giving me a shout out. And these are my guys. Courtesy, of course, they're friends of Mr. King of Kings, King Webb. He's associated with some good people. I want to give a shout out with Latia. She left the studio early. I don't know what's going on with Latia, but I really like to see how she's doing. And of course, the celebrity guest in the studio, Miss Lisa. I want to give a shout out to Miss Lisa for coming in today and being a supporter, hanging in there. She had a good fight yesterday.
She likes to get under people's skin because she knows she's annoying.
Well, here you go. Shout out to Miss Lisa, everybody. There she is. Shout out to Miss Lisa. Mr. King of Kings. Mr. I don't give a damn and don't get caught in my web, Mr. King of Kings. Mr. King Webb, everybody. Your Royal Highness. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Barry, for coming in, Mr. Columbus Barry. And love and affection, Mr. Barry. You love and affection. And I urge everybody, if you're on Mr. Barry's Facebook or on my Facebook, please ask him to send you the link to his James Brown. He does a really good job on that link with James, when he does James Brown, and he's dancing and everything. Miss Lisa, oh, my God. You should see, he's up there, sexy dancing to James Brown. It's really good video. I love it. That's Mr. Columbus Barry, everybody. Show him some love and support. I want to give fuck you, Joe. Joe, thank you for coming in the studio today. Joe, there you go. And Latia, I'm trying to, it's been a long time. Who's 786? I'm thinking that was Latia, but I'm not quite sure. Oh, that's you. I'm sorry. Yes. Shout out to, yeah, little 786 there. Look at that fine ass.
Shout out to Miss Lisa again because I ain't got
nothing. Yeah. Look at you. And there's a lot of good things that are happening. Oh, if I tell you, you're going to laugh. I already told you that we're going to be doing things, original programming. We're getting together guests and interviews for the early late show with Brian Hammer Jackson, which will be done on Zoom. We also have, if you guys ever heard of Jimmy Stewart or if you heard of It's a Wonderful Life, we have the actor who does the impression of James Stewart. He's going to be reading real murder, gruesome murder stuff. It's really funny. That's coming up. I'm also writing a musical. I never done this before. I'm writing a musical called... I try to use Ellen as my focus group, but she won't focus. And she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm writing a musical." She goes, "Yes." She goes, "What kind of musical?" I'm calling it The Black Godfather, the musical. Yeah. So I'm writing a musical, or The Black Godfather, Mafia. She goes, "What?" I go, "Yeah. You know." So I'm writing that, you know. So The Black Mafia, the musical. That's coming soon. I already got the song. My hit song, number one song. My number one song, I'm writing the lyrics, is Take the Hit, Motherfucker. That's my number one song. It'll be the biggest song in the whole play. Take the Hit, Motherfucker. That's it.
Yeah, that might become a hit. It is.
I got the lyrics. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And
it
goes in the
scene. You
got
to have good beats with it. If you don't have no good beats, nobody's going to pay
for it. Oh, it's going to have some beats. It's going to have some beats.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to, and okay. Not no boombox spit shit. No, it's going to have some real beats. It's going to have some real beats.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
Take a hit, motherfucker. You're going to love that. It's going to go to the top on iTunes. So,
Can't wait.
That'll be good.
Yeah, it could be good.
Look.
There has never been a black mafia musical, and they sing, except Porgy and Bess. That's Porgy, you're my man. So, you know, it'll be a black musical. I might even try to write some lyrics for King and see if King could even put his voice to the musical. It's one of the songs is I Ain't No Ho, But I Will Spread My Legs For You Though.
Oh my God. Brian.
I ain't no hoe, but I spread my legs for you, though. It's going to be a great song. It's a great musical.
It's to the radio, baby. It's to the radio.
I know. It's going to be a hit. I'm telling you. I'm going to get it.
Okay.
I'm going to get the. I'm going to get the BET award on this one. I'm going to get the BET award.
I'm rooting for you.
Okay.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Give me my award. All right. Love you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Be safe, okay? All right, man.
All right,
take
have
care.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.